In this episode, best-selling digital marketing author Jay Baer joins me, and we talk about talk triggers and how businesses that incorporate talk triggers leverage their customers to be an extension of their marketing team.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery, brought to you by Wirebuds.
Hey now. All right. So I just got back from Orlando, and while I was there, I stumbled into one of my digital marketing brothers, Jay Baer. And Jay and I have a really smart conversation, if I may say so, about how your business can implement talk triggers. And let me tell you about talk triggers. And Jay's going to break it down. He's going to do a better job than me. But talk triggers are a part of your marketing team's integration with ops. And it gets implemented into the operation so each and every one of your customers experiences a talk trigger, two, three, or four along the path. Now, when a company institutes talk triggers, what they're really doing is they're blowing away their customer in such a way that their customer is triggered to talk about their product or service with their followers. And companies that use talk triggers decrease their marketing spend significantly because what they've done is they've brilliantly empowered their target customers to go out and rave about them on social media. As you listen to the interview, your big action takeaway should be, where in our process as a business could we institute our own talk triggers that would make our customers go out onto social media and rave about us, right? That's your lesson. Sit back and listen to Jay Baer and myself as we break it down and talk to you about talk triggers and University of Arizona, which we both share. Right on, Baer down. All right, I'm here with Jay Baer. He is a best-selling author. He's got 5 books. We're in Orlando right now. And Jay, we want to talk today about talk triggers, customer service, and really that customer experience. And great customer experiences always create a viral effect.
Yeah.
Talk to the audience about what talk triggers are, and then let's start to break it down on how companies can build it into their operations.
Well, what's the biggest challenge that marketers have today? Whether you're a video marketer or you're any other kind of marketer, what's the biggest challenge you have?
Getting the word out.
Attention.
Right.
Attention. Right. We are in an era now where every single customer you have or customer you want to have is absolutely avalanched by information. You're competing against everything. Mm-hmm. Everybody who creates videos, everybody's mom on Facebook, funny cats. Katy Perry is your competition from time to time, the president. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything is competition for attention. And so the way you succeed in that environment is not by shouting louder. It's by doing something so different, so unusual, that it forces people to tell your story. It compels word of mouth. And those things that force conversation are talk triggers. And they're not an accident, it's a plan.
So talk triggers are planned. They're also part of a company goal. And as we have this conversation, we're gonna discuss a couple of different talk triggers. They're actually attention hacks.
That's right, let me give you an example. So you've probably, I'm sure, been to a Cheesecake Factory. Many of you, I'm sure, have been to a Cheesecake Factory restaurant. They have 3 talk triggers at Cheesecake Factory that create conversation. So much so that Cheesecake Factory spends 5 times less on advertising than any other restaurant in their competitive set. Mm-hmm. How do they do that? Well, first, Cheesecake Factory has an enormous menu. The Cheesecake Factory menu is 40,000 words long. My first book was 51,000 words
long. Wow, really?
Okay, make all the food. Whatever you want, they make.
Right.
That creates conversation. Second, Cheesecake Factory has enormous portions, right? You get a sub sandwich the size of a baby.
And everybody's taking photos of their food.
It's Instagram Nirvana.
Right.
That creates conversation. Mm-hmm. And third, per the name, they make every kind of cheesecake.
Right.
They make like 75, they make motor oil, like whatever cheesecake you want, we can make a cheesecake out of that. And that creates conversation. All 3 of those things are strategic plans to create conversation. What happens when you create conversation?
Well, you start developing relationships.
You get customers for free.
Yep, okay.
You get customers for free. Talk triggers get you customers for free because that customer tells a customer, who's like, oh, I should go to Cheesesteak Factory. They don't have to spend money to advertise that. Mm-hmm. Your customers become your marketing. Customers turn into volunteer marketers when you do this well. And it's the same thing with viewers of this show or any other video marketers. What you want is for people to like, share, comment, tell their friend, this is a great show. That's the cheapest and most effective form of marketing there is and will ever be.
Okay, now naturally when you're speaking in front of large audiences or consulting with a large company, they may think, hey Jay, that sounds great, but the practicality of building that into operations is tricky. In a moment we're gonna talk about why this is an operations issue.
Yep.
And operations has to integrate with marketing and
Absolutely.
Sales, right?
So much more so than ever before.
What I really want to do is spend a few moments talking about what would be considered less than sexy businesses mm-hmm. and how talk triggers fit in.
Sure.
Can I share an example?
Please.
All right, I have two talk triggers built in to our company. The first one happens the day after the video shoot. The day after, naturally, we don't have any video to show the client. That's
right.
Going to take 7 or 10 days.
Yeah.
But what we do have is all these awesome behind the scenes photos that
sure.
our team's taking between takes
yep.
of the employees collaborating and you know, and getting makeup and what it looks like behind the lens. We send those
nice.
That day.
Nice.
They start raving and sharing it internally.
Sharing it in social too.
Sharing it socially. And then 7 days later when their video comes out, they've actually chilled out for 7 days.
Yeah.
Because they're not worried about the quality because they're
That's
blown
right.
away, right?
Yep.
That's talk trigger one.
You're not making them wait, right?
No.
We do the same thing now. We when people need a proposal from us, we give them a kind of cool, interesting capabilities, mm-hmm. kind of overall, here's what we're all about. That's not really customized. It's like, here's just our story. We've got Spotify playlists and stuff like that, like sort of to hold them over, and mm-hmm. then we give them the actual proposal a week later. Same idea, like give them a little bit,
right.
and then follow up with the actual stuff.
And really what you're doing is you're taming their irritation or concern to go
about
shop
having
elsewhere.
To wait, that's right.
Right?
Yep.
All right, the second talk trigger is whenever a video's in production, and let's say we're 2 days before the next revision or the deadline, the producer's gonna go sit down next to the editor while the editor's cranking away, and they're gonna do a handheld selfie video.
Cool.
And they're gonna say, hey, Team Nectar, I wanted to give you an update. We're working on your videos right now. They're just about being finished on the render right here. Dale is cranking away. They should be uploaded to you soon. Thank you so much. This has been a very fun project for us to work on. The reply
so great.
Is like, we love you guys
yes.
every time.
Yes. Well, showing that kind of behind the curtain sort of circumstance is very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people want to see the sausage being made at some
right.
level, especially something that's creative like that, where they're sort of putting their brand in your hands. They're like, oh, these are real people on this. They're not just like hacking this together. It's
mm-hmm.
really, really smart. I
okay.
love it. And
cool.
what's particularly important about that is that you do it every time, right? It's not circumstantial, it's not
mm-hmm.
certain packages, it's not new clients or big clients or some other kind of, you know, we only occasionally do it. To work, a talk trigger has to be every time.
Mm-hmm.
So in marketing, a lot of times we talk about things that are chatter worthy, kind of the surprise and delight, shock and awe marketing, mm-hmm. like, hey, we brought somebody a steak because they mentioned they like steak on Twitter. Well, that's cool, but that's not a talk trigger, right? That's a promotional stunt.
That's a marketing stunt.
It's a promotional stunt.
Yeah.
It's a one-off, right?
Yeah.
It's maybe a two-off. And I will argue that that actually, in some ways, does your brand harm, not good, because it sets expectations amongst customers.
Yeah.
Well, all I got to do is mention steak on Twitter. They're going to bring me a steak.
Okay.
And so you might get this one-time kind of conversation bump, but it doesn't really build anything ultimately. So for a talk trigger to work, it has to work every time. So for example, my business card is a bottle opener. It's been a bottle opener for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jay Baer, I should have one with me, I don't. The bottle opener, Jay Baer, I give it people at conferences just yesterday. We're
is,
at this
it a,
event.
Is it a printed one?
Yes,
or
it's a printed, it's
an
a printed
actual
flat,
metal.
It's a flat metal printed.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a business card, but it's metal and it's a bottle opener. So just yesterday, a guy came up to me at this very conference, said, Jay, great to see you. Do you remember, I got your business card 7 years ago at this event, the
yeah.
first time you ever come. And I said, I'm sorry, I don't remember, but that's awesome that you do. And he said, yeah, it's in my golf bag. I keep it in my golf bag, and every time I play golf, I open a beer with your business card, so just wanted to let
that's
you know.
Awesome.
I'm like, ta-da!
Right.
Right. It's a talk trigger, and it's every single person, every single time.
All right, so I love that. I love staying top of mind. A lot of great marketing is keeping you top of mind, but just being helpful,
yeah.
right? And I know that utility is centered around that concept. But as we are talking about talk triggers and it's a function of operations, how does, oh, by the way, people that are watching are like, whoa, Jay Bear, you really mean that my ops team and my marketing team and my sales team need to integrate? That's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, no, that's really what I mean. Right? Yes, no, because, well, look, okay, let me say it this way. If you were like cryogenically frozen, right? You were like a caveman and you fell into like a chasm and then you froze and you woke up 1,000 years later and you sort of awoke, you defrosted, and you said, okay, tell me about how business works. And they said, well, here's the deal. We have a department called operations, which figures out how things work. We have a different department called marketing. We have a third department called sales. We have a fourth department called customer service. Mm-hmm. Well, what do they do? Well, they're all trying to please the customer. You'd be like, this is plumb loco. This is insane.
Yeah.
Why do we have four different departments that are all essentially trying to do the exact same thing?
Yeah.
How business is structured is wrong. Mm-hmm. And you can fix that. You don't. I'm not saying you're going to break up all your departments. That's probably unlikely. But if you have a marketing meeting, why isn't there somebody from sales in that meeting? If you have an operations meeting, why isn't somebody from customer service in that mm-hmm. meeting? I mean, just start to cross-pollinate, and you can make some really amazing things happen.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because as you're talking, I'm thinking about some of my clients that have humongous businesses.
Yep.
You know, tens of thousands of employees. And the employee that is the most valuable to the company is the one that got started and did like an internship and was in each department for number of weeks.
The Swiss Army knife most important person in business. In fact, ExactTarget, which is now a division of Salesforce, when they hired a former big email company, when they would bring people on, they always used to do what's called a catapult rotation. So every new employee spent the first year just going department to department. And then after, you couldn't pick a department until after a year. The same way in many universities now, you're not allowed to pick a major until after a year or two, because it's smarter, right? Like, why pigeonhole it and, you know, like kind of figure it out. And the people who have background in sales and marketing and ops and customer service, those are the people who are going to be CEOs,
right?
And finance, right? Because they see the big picture,
right?
And your customer does not give a shit about your org chart.
Yeah.
They don't care. It's not their problem.
Yeah. But in order to get the talk triggers to work effectively and to essentially be an extension of your marketing team, it's got to be integrated through ops.
That's right.
It's got to be buy-in across platform. But once that happens, like my explanation of how we send out the videos or
You have to have your operations fulfill that idea, right? Somebody has to actually take the selfie video.
Right.
They have to be camera ready.
Right.
I mean, you know, they have to actually like get organized and do it. It's not just like, here'd be a good idea. They actually have to like cash the check that you wrote from an idea perspective.
Right.
And sometimes that is hard, but that's what it takes. And this is an existential issue, right? I mean, not having talk triggers, not having something that clearly differentiates your business is going to be an enormous problem for companies going forward, because to customers, it's like they're all the same. I mean, what's the difference in car rental companies? Avis, Hertz, all of them, it's like, whatever. There's only one that has a talk trigger.
Can I
Enterprise.
Guess? Okay, good, yeah.
Enterprise.
Exactly.
They pick you up.
Right.
That's it, that's a talk trigger. How hard is that?
Right.
Not hard, really, but they're the only ones.
It's really smart, it's a key differentiator, and if some business wants to get started with talk triggers, what is the, I don't know, the entry point to an excellent path?
It's customer observation. Mm-hmm. So the first thing you've got to do is actually watch customers use your product or service in the field and look at, okay, I didn't know that they did this. I wasn't certain that this is how they used it, perceived it, whatever. Some of that you can get with survey research. Some of that you can get in other reports. But the best way to find talk triggers is to actually get out from behind your desk and spend time with actual customers in the field, whatever the field means to you. That's where you're like, oh, no way. I never thought about that. That could be really useful for them.
Okay, that's so interesting. I do the same thing. I learn more about my company when I'm not at the office, right?
Yeah.
And I find myself iterating while I'm client facing.
Yep.
And polish perfect, right?
Yep.
That's really where it happens. The same is true with talk triggers. The best marketing is when your clients do it for you.
Best marketing is free marketing.
Yeah. I went 5 years without having to do any marketing for our company, which felt very odd for a marketing agency, right? So
it's meta.
Yeah, Jay, I saw a really interesting talk trigger from a cruise ship line. Want to get your take on it.
Cool.
One of the cruise ship lines has created a snorkel mask that is that has Snapchat spectacles built into it.
No way, I didn't know
so
that. That's cool.
So their customers or their passengers can snap while they're snorkeling.
Yeah.
That's awesome, right?
Yes, especially because they're then going to share that and it's going to show their friends. I mean, we trust each other twice as much as we trust companies.
Peer-to-peer.
Yes. I mean, think about it. We trust ratings and reviews. More than 80% of Americans trust ratings and reviews, even though we have no idea who wrote that review. We're like, well, if it's on Yelp, it must be true. Like, it's actually kind of flawed logic when you think about it. But we trust people so much more than we trust companies or organizations. So the more that you can make your marketing come from real people, much, much more powerful, much, much more effective. And so that's amazing because you're giving them the raw materials to share your story. All they got to do is, you know, click one button.
Okay, now that one actually feels more like a marketing thing
definitely.
And not an ops thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a talk trigger necessarily because not everybody's going to use that. You know, it's not part of their delivery of services, but I love the idea from a marketing standpoint.
It's because it helps you amplify what you do.
So
really
there's other things at cruise ships that you might consider a talk trigger, right? There's other things that some of them do.
I got one.
Yeah.
The towel that in the cabin they create into an elephant.
Yes, you know, monkey, like swan. Sure. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's like among the most social posted things that I see.
Yes, from friends absolutely. And I mean, you're especially now in sort of the Instagram era, you're like compelled to share that.
Right.
You're like, check it out, chimpanzee towel.
Right.
Right. And people are like, no way. You know. So
day five.
Yeah. Now, look, that's not. No one's going to necessarily book a cruise because you got a chimpanzee towel. But the bigger issue is, look, if I share it in my feed, you're going to see it. A bunch of other friends are going to see it. And that's incalculable value to that brand. If they said, let me go buy a TV commercial to try and reach those same people, you can do that. But that's pretty expensive. And you can't do a TV commercial about a chimpanzee towel. It'd be lame. And nor would they, because they'd have the big ship and the moody seas and kids on a water slide. Like, people, brands, when they communicate traditionally, they overshoot the mark, right? They make it too big. It's the little things that people tell stories about, not the big things. And that's where they kind of miscalculate a lot of times.
But it's not wrong for a talk trigger to be birthed out of marketing and then incorporated into
absolutely.
Ops,
and,
right?
In many cases.
Because ops isn't going to come up
happens.
With that idea.
Typically not. It's not impossible. Sometimes you've got some really creative operations people who just get it, right? But typically it's going to come from marketing and they're going to cooperate with ops and customer service in many cases as well. We're at a hotel here in Orlando. There's a chain of hotels in the U.S. called The Graduate. You know, these guys are based in college towns. There's one in Tempe in Arizona. They're building one in Bloomington, Indiana, where I live now. There's Madison, Wisconsin, etc. So the hotel room keys at The Graduate is great. They're the plastic kind of keys. Every key is a reproduction of a student ID of famous alums of that school.
That's genius.
Right? And so,
I love that.
And so you're just like, oh, who's your key? Oh, mine's Rodney Dangerfield, who fictitiously went to the University of Wisconsin in a movie, right? Was in Manhattan, was Ron Dane, who's a famous running back for University
back
of Wisconsin.
To school.
Back to school, exactly. So every different hotel has student IDs of famous alums, and that's the key. And people Instagram those, and they tell people about it, and they compare and contrast. It's great. Costs them literally no more money than any other key,
right?
But it's something to get people talking.
I love it. I'm also seeing a lot of these like snappable spots or photo spots on hotel
kind of
properties.
Encouraging people.
Yeah.
Like, this is a good one. I think it's nice to do that. The better way to take it to the next level, and we've done this with a lot of travel and tourism clients, is to not only say, here's the photo spot at whatever, but to say, here's a photo that we had a professional Instagrammer take. Can you top this?
Oh, that's good.
Because then you build a little bit of a little competition in there, a little user-generated kind of nudge, and take your bet. You know, what's your best effort at this same shot? And if we like it, you're going to win something. And you just kind of gamify it slightly.
Right.
It's a little bit more compelling.
Okay, that's super cool. Your website, Convince and Convert.
ConvinceandConvert.com.
And
jbear.com. jbear.com, yep.
The education that marketers get off of ConvinceandConvert.com is really exceptional.
Thank you. That's nice to hear.
Yeah, and it's fun to follow. Where's Convince and Convert going?
So we are continuing to do more consulting and training for big brands on these same kind of topics. We're also rolling out a series of online courses for the first time so that smaller companies who maybe not want to work with us on that capacity can work with us in an online course environment. So we're doing courses on content marketing, on social media marketing, and on talk triggers. So we're really excited about that, sort of expanding the number of people that we can reach from a knowledge transfer perspective. And then, of course, we continue to do lots and lots of podcasts and blogs and videos and webinars and all those kind of things. We have a brand new podcast launching in about 4 weeks called Experience This, which is all about great customer experiences like Talk Triggers. And that show is going to star Joey Coleman, who's a terrific customer experience expert, and Dan Gingis, who's the head of digital marketing for McDonald's Corporation.
Wow.
We're going to co-host that show. We're going to produce it. Really excited about it. Experience This.
One of the best, Jay and I both went to the University of Arizona.
Bear down.
Right on. And in everything and in every way, when you put your name on it, make sure you are bearing down.
That's right.
And one of the best educations I got was customer service training from the Hyatt. My wife got it from the Ritz-Carlton. We've built that into our team.
Yep.
And I think that might be the most valuable gift that we've been given along the way is how to really cater to a specific customer and to make them rave and love about
yep.
you.
Yep.
A really underutilized talent in our culture today.
And you said an interesting thing there, which is to cater to a specific customer.
Mm-hmm.
I find like a lot of companies, especially smaller companies, tend to be way too broad in their target. And so they end up being a pretty good fit for a lot of people, but not a great fit for anybody because they don't have the courage psychologically or financially to say, you know what, we're going to be the best for this audience and this company size or this industry. And they get kind of broad and flabby. And you can succeed for sure in that way, but you can't really, really succeed because you're not going to be the best possible choice. And so it's hard to say, hey, I'm going to turn down this money because we're really going to focus on this customer and somebody's handing you a check. I get that. But in many cases, that's the better long-term approach. I've said this a million times. The most important word in business is no. It's not yes, it's no. It's saying not right for us.
Right, like just like in the last episode of Video Marketing Mastery, I asked Marcus Sheridan about the rumor of not taking customers that haven't read his book.
Yeah.
Right? That's his way of vetting to find out who's qualified.
Is that a true story?
Yeah.
Is it true that you're less likely or less interested in taking a new client if they haven't read your book?
Oh, it's a very strong rumor. In fact, I don't even want to play.
It's funny, it's cocky, it's it's thought-provoking.
Yeah.
And we had a nice conversation about it, but really, it's all about saying no and making sure that you're swimming in your lane with the people that can benefit with from your services the most.
Yeah, I mean, if people have read the book and they love it and they're calling you, then obviously you've got a pretty good head start on fixing their problems.
Yeah.
Smart.
It's really cool.
I should do that. Damn it, Marcus.
Yeah, right.
Good
on.
Idea.
Well, he's Jay Baer. He's the author of 5 books, possibly another one coming soon.
Talk Triggers. Yeah, it was going to be a book eventually. I just got to sit down and write it. You know, there's that part.
That's how it happens.
Yeah.
Right?
It starts here, right? It starts here and starts on stage. I'm doing a lot of keynotes about Talk Triggers now. So it starts here and then stage and then book. So
I'll make sure that you can get links to Jay Baer's website, jbaer.com, convinceandconvert.com off of the show notes page. Jay Baer, thank
Man,
you so much
to
for
as
making
always.
This happen.
Thanks
I really
so much.
Appreciate
oh,
it.
Great.
All right. I hope you found that interview to be valuable to you and your business. Let's just take a couple steps back. This is also a video interview. So if you watch it, if this was valuable to you, I would recommend you go and watch the video also, because when I edited that thing together, you should know that I added everything that we're talking about. I added visuals to support it. Or if something smart was said, I reinforced it or provided additional information. If we're talking about something visually, I'm going to show it to you visually in the video. It's something you don't get when you're listening to the audio. It's a much better learning experience. And you can find that video on the show notes page for this episode, which is episode 105. The short link to it is wirebuzz.com/105. And but you could also find it on our LinkedIn page, my LinkedIn page, the Wirebuzz Facebook page. You'll see it on my Twitter feed, and possibly, who knows, if the left hand knows what the right hand's doing, you'll see it on the Wirebuzz Twitter page also, right? So I'd recommend take a few moments, watch it again. It's just that valuable. And I thought I was lucky to have already had Talk Triggers built into place. So when I went and met with Jay, it was a foregone conclusion that I had to tell him about ours. And you're going to want to see those visual images and also a sample of one of these handheld video Talk Triggers that I created, yours truly, in front of the camera with my big mug. You're going to want to see that. You'll be able to see it in all those locations. The easiest one to find would probably be wirebuzz.com/105. Now, If you want to get more of these podcast episodes, if they're valuable to you, I highly recommend that you subscribe. Each and every week, I bring you rock stars in the world of marketing, or I interview one of the rock stars in our office, or I break down some of my latest tactics, and I share it with you. And the easiest way to do it is for us to make a commitment to each other. Just go to iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Hit the subscribe button, and each and every new episode, that's two a week, will get sent directly to your mobile device. So on the go, you could take Todd where you are, right? What could be better? So that would be the best thing to do. And then while you're there, leave a really honest rating and review. I read every one of them. And drop in one more and here. If you want to pitch an expert or a topic, or you've got a question, all you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com/pitch with a P and pitch it over to me. And it'll end right up into my inbox, and I'll incorporate it into the show. Any questions, pitch them my way. Just like I did in episode 104, when I answered two questions, I'll pull yours right to the top and I'll answer it live on the show. It is just that easy. All right. Wirebuzz.com/9 was the last time we spoke with Jay Baer. You might want to hear that interview also. And we'll continue to do our part and live up to our commitment to be trailblazing in the video marketing space, showing you how video fits hand and glove with interconnected skills and tools into digital marketing, and how those that incorporate really smart tactical video with strategic marketing yield the highest results. That's how it works. Hope you're learning along the way, and I'll look forward to giving you more information on the next episode of Video Marketing Mastery.